Hey guys, I just had a crazy experience. So a woman just drove past in a truck and she stopped to ask how far the next place was. So I told her, I'm going this way, she's going that way, right? So I told her how far the next place was. And then she looked at me and she said, you're a reporter, aren't you? You're a reporter on TV. And I said, no, I'm not a reporter. I said, I'm a YouTuber. And then she said, oh yeah. She said, my son watches your videos all the time. I was like, what? And she said, yeah, my son watches your videos all the time. And I was like, how? How is that possible? How is it possible for me to be that popular up here in Labrador where nobody lives? They were from this area. They were from Labrador. And I was just shocked. I still don't know if I believe her. Maybe she got me confused with someone else. Do I look like someone else on YouTube or on the news? I find it very hard to believe that a boy living here in Labrador would watch my videos. I didn't know I was that popular. That would be crazy. If that's true, that's crazy. But she recognized me. And then she said, oh yeah, my son watches your videos. That's crazy. That's one of the craziest things I've had happen on my channel. You know, probably the craziest thing was when I was out in Myanmar. I was staying at a hotel and the hotel receptionist was one of my subscribers. She was one of my subscribers and she gave me a discount on my hotel in Yangon, Myanmar. Can you believe it? I was over in Myanmar and the hotel receptionist was one of my subscribers. I was blown away. I was like, what? That's just crazy. This swarm of bugs is crazy. Get away from me, you stupid bugs. But yeah, which do you think is more bizarre? That someone in Myanmar was one of my subscribers that I met, that somebody recognized me, right? Very few people have recognized me. I think 4 or 5 people so far have said, hey, I've seen you on YouTube. Oh, there's a bug crawling across my spider on my GoPro. A spider was trying to attack you. I just flicked it off. I saved you from a spider. But yeah, very few people have recognized me. I think 4 or 5 people. I know I've been shopping a few times or gone on walks in my neighborhood. And some people say, oh, you're from YouTube, aren't you? And I said, yeah, I'm from YouTube. But the craziest one was over in Myanmar. But I think this one might even be more bizarre. Like, just think about it, okay? Nobody's here for thousands and thousands of I don't know if it's that far, but there's nobody here, right? You can see there's no vehicles. This is the only road that goes through Labrador. Basically, this whole area, this is the only road, okay? So just imagine the chances. What are the chances of a woman driving by and recognizing me from YouTube when I've been in cities, right? Toronto, Ottawa, nobody recognizes me there. But then here in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of the vast Canadian wilderness, someone drives past and recognizes me. That just blew my mind. That defies all probability. That's just crazy. So anyway, just wanted to tell you about that crazy experience. Maybe I'm more popular than I think. You know, I don't think I'm popular. I don't feel popular. I just walk around in the middle of nowhere with a camera, talking to a camera. So I really don't feel very popular. If I felt more popular, I would probably try harder to, you know, look good, like get a haircut. I probably need a haircut. I'd probably try harder, but I don't feel very popular. You know, it's just, I know I have subscribers. They're somewhere out in the world, but I don't know who you are, where you are. But thank you for watching my videos. And I know some of you through, you know, commenting on my videos and replying to your comments. But out here in the wilderness, it's hard to even check my YouTube channel because I'm being eaten by bugs. It's hard to check my channel because there's no internet out here. So I don't know what you guys are commenting on, and I can't reply to your comments. Anyway, better get back in my SUV and drive to civilization. The next town, I think, is about a six-hour drive, and then I'll fill up gas there and then drive another 6 hours to another town and maybe spend the night in that town. So today is a long day of driving for me. There's just nothing here. I gotta keep going. If I stop, I die because I can't eat. But look at this nice marshland. Look at this, right? Wouldn't you love to just be an animal living here in this nice marsh? Man. Yeah, if I was an animal, I would love to live in a place like this. I'm sure the bugs love it, but I don't think I would be able to survive here overnight, you know, just in the wild. So I better go try to find a place to sleep. Well, guys, our trip has come to an end. Trip has come to an end. What a spot, eh? Here in the middle of the Canadian wilderness in Labrador. Wow. We made it from coast to coast. What a great trip, man. That was such an awesome trip. I can't believe I drove that far. That was a lot of driving. I am tired. I just left Happy Valley Goose Bay, and now we're starting our trip back home to Calgary. And I have about 60 hours to drive home. It's going to take 60 hours to go back. Wow. If I drive 10 hours a day, it's going to take me almost a week. Almost a week to drive back home from here. But if I drive 30 hours a day, I could do it in 2 days. Wouldn't that be great? Maybe I should just drive 30 hours a day and be back home on... what day is it today? I can't even remember which day of the week it is. That's what the Canadian wilderness does to you. It just messes up your equilibrium. You don't know what's up, what's down. Is it Sunday, Wednesday, 5 o'clock in the morning, 1 o'clock at night? No, it's not at night. It would be dark. I'd be too afraid of bears at night. But yeah, anyway, I just want to thank you so much for joining me from coast to coast. Man, what was your favorite part of the trip? Let me know down there in the comments what your favorite spot was. I hope you learned something on this trip. What did you learn? Maybe you didn't learn anything. Maybe this trip was just a big waste of time. But I learned a lot. You know, I learned that... I learned so many things. I learned that the Canadian Parliament building is closed for 10 years. I learned that Eastern Canada has toll roads and bridges, right? Sometimes you have to pay to use a road here in Eastern Canada. Actually, in BC too, there are a few toll bridges. I don't think there are any toll roads, but there are a few toll bridges. I learned that, I just learned so much, so many little things about, you know, I learned that Canada has weird names of places, right? For example, drink water. Remember Saskatchewan, Wawa, Happy Valley, Goose Bay. There's some really weird names for places. I learned more about Eastern Canada. This was the first time I've ever been to the East Coast. So, you know, I learned what it looks like. I learned, you know, what the people are like, just interacting with people in the grocery store or at gas stations, you know, hearing their accent. Yeah, it's just, sometimes you don't really know a place until you've experienced it. And this was great, seeing the East Coast for the first time, you know. I experienced some great things. Man, driving through the wilderness here in Labrador, this is something else. I think it's definitely one of the highlights of my trip. I really enjoyed a lot. All across Canada, I enjoyed so many different spots. But I think the places that really stand out to me are Niagara Falls. That is just breathtaking. And, what else? The East Coast, man. Cape Spear was something else. Wow, if you get a chance to visit Cape Spear, I think Cape Spear was just, it was the most... the word I used then was majestic, right? That was the word that came to my mind when I saw it. And that was, yeah, Cape Spear and Niagara Falls, just the power of the water, man, it's just incredible. And PEI, man, I think PEI was my favorite province on this trip. How about you? Which was your favorite province? For me, I think PEI wins the award. PEI was just such a cool island, you know? It was, it's pretty small, and with the red cliffs that drop off into the ocean, really nice, calm ocean. Yeah, just incredible, an incredible province. So I would say PEI was my favorite. You know, sometimes people ask me, Mark, which is the best province to live in Canada? Where should I live when I move to Canada? Well, that's a good question. I don't know. What, you know, it depends what you like. If you are, you know, I would say financially, Alberta is the best place. You know, if you want to make money, if you want to save money, Alberta is the best place. Alberta is the only province with no provincial sales tax. Okay, so you only pay the GST, which is 5% all across Canada. You don't pay any PST, which is provincial sales tax, right? Especially here in the East Coast, PST is so high. You pay 10% on everything you buy, 10%. And BC, I think, is 8 or 9%. Ontario is 8 or 9%. So yeah, so it's really high. But in Alberta, you're saving like 10% on everything you buy. So in Alberta, I think it's definitely the cheapest. Yeah, the cheapest place to live. I mean, imagine, how much do you spend in a year? How much money do you spend in a year? Like on food and buying normal things. You know, if you spend $10,000 a year, that means you would save $1,000 by living in Alberta instead of out here on the East Coast. $1,000 a year, that's a lot of money. That means if you live there for 50 years, you'd save $50,000 just living in Alberta on tax. Yeah, that's a lot. And I think things there are the cheapest too. You know, I was sort of keeping my eye out for the prices. You know, I thought maybe the East Coast was a little bit cheaper, but you know, it's not. I don't think so. I think it's more expensive than living in a loud truck driving along the highway. Yeah, I would say the East Coast and also BC are more expensive than Alberta. I think the products are more expensive, and you're paying a lot more tax. So I would say Alberta is definitely the best place if you want to make money and save money. I mean, obviously it depends on a job and all of those other factors, but just from a financial perspective, I think Alberta is the best. Now, if you want good weather, I think the summers in BC, I mean, by good, I mean warm. If you want warm weather, I think BC is probably the best. Now, I started my trip early in June. It wasn't really summer yet when we started, so BC wasn't very warm yet. And the reason I did that was because I wanted to avoid the forest fires. Very often, BC is just covered with forest fires. Not every summer, but some summers, it's just really bad with forest fires. So I wanted to avoid the smoke, all of that problems, you know, and I just wanted to get out of BC before July. And we did. What was it? I think we were in BC until middle of June or something like that. So yeah, that was great. Yeah, I think it all depends on the weather and the climate, whatever, what climate you like. If you like warm weather, I would say BC is probably your best bet. But if you like living in a place where there aren't very many people, then I would suggest either the prairies, if you don't mind really harsh winters. The winters on the prairies are harsh, but the East Coast is awesome, guys. It's just small places here like Happy Valley, Goose Bay. I mean, there's not much here. You know, there's like one grocery store, maybe two gas stations, a few houses, that's it. So if you don't mind living in a small place, I think you'd really like living in like a town. You don't have to be out here in the middle of nowhere. You could be closer to a city. There are nice towns around Calgary or Toronto or, you know, other cities. So, you know, then you can get the nice, calm, small town life, but you can have access to the luxuries of the city as well. So, you know, I don't know. I would suggest sort of branching out a little bit. If you're from a country like a high population country like India or China, or, you know, any, basically most of the countries in the world are high population, you'll probably find it a bit strange being in Canada. You know, so often people comment on my videos, they say, "Mark, where are the people? I don't see any people." Well, that's because Canada is such a huge country and we only have 37 million people. So yeah, it's pretty quiet. It's a pretty quiet country. That's what I like about it. You know, I really enjoy the peace and quiet. You know, when I was driving here today, I thought of a few reasons why I love Canada so much. You know, doing this trip across Canada has given me a new appreciation for my own country. You know, now I can say I've been all across my country, which is great. I haven't been way up north yet. Maybe I can do that someday. But I think I've seen more than most Canadians have already. So that's awesome. Yeah, so I really appreciate, you know, that I'm from Canada. You know, one thing I really like is that Canada is big. You know, I can live wherever I want. If I could, you know, if I want to live in PEI, I could move to PEI. If I want to live in BC, I could live in BC. I have a lot of options on where I want to live. So that's really cool. It's such a big, it's bigger than I expected, man. Driving such long distances is amazing. It's tiring, but it's beautiful. And it gives you an appreciation just for how big the country is. Another reason I really like Canada is because it's really clean. You know, Calgary has been named the cleanest city in the world several years. I'm not sure if it's this year or not, but it's one of the cleanest cities in the world, and I really appreciate that. The other thing I love about Canada is that it's a safe country. You know, driving along the highway here, I feel really safe, you know. I feel like the traffic rules are pretty good. Most people obey the traffic rules, so I don't feel like I'm going to die in traffic. You know, a lot of cities around the world and countries, the traffic is crazy, you know. There's so many road deaths. I mean, here in Canada, there are a lot of road deaths too, but I feel like the laws are pretty good here. The speed limits are good. Most people obey the rules, which is great. So there's that aspect of safety, but also, you know, I don't feel endangered by anyone or by the government. You know, I don't think anybody in Canada wants to hurt me. You know, it's just, it's nice to be able to walk around freely and not have to live in fear of you know, oh, is someone going to shoot me because of my skin color or because of my religion or because of, you know, it's great. So that brings me to another reason is just the freedom. Man, the freedom. That's got to be the best thing about Canada. I just love all the freedoms we have here. The freedom of speech. And the freedom of speech is great. I can say whatever I want. The freedom of dissent. Do you know what the freedom of dissent is? That means you can have your own opinion. You can disagree with the government. Okay, a lot of countries around the world, you know, you can't do that. If you disagree with the government publicly, then you get punished publicly, or sometimes you just disappear. You know, sometimes if people criticize their government, they just go missing. You know, oh, what happened to him? He just disappeared. He went missing after criticizing the government. So here in Canada, you know, people have the freedom to do that. I could say, "Hey, Trudeau, you're wrong. I disagree with you. That was a terrible thing you did." I could say those things and he's not going to kill me, or I'm not just going to disappear, you know, vanish into thin air. So I really appreciate that freedom. You know, we have freedom of religion, right? I can believe whatever I want. Also, I can change religion and nothing's going to happen to me. You know, I could become an atheist. I could become a Buddhist, right? And my rights as a Canadian don't change, right? There's no law that says if you leave your religion, you die. So I really appreciate that about Canada. It's free. You know, Canada is a country of life, not death. So I just really appreciate that we can tolerate a lot of different views. You know, the government can tolerate a lot. It doesn't just like, punish people who don't agree. So many countries do that, and you're not allowed. Everything is so fixed. Everything's so rigid. Whereas here in Canada, you know, you're allowed some debate. You're allowed to discuss and debate things without facing punishment. So I really appreciate that. What other freedoms? I don't know. Just the freedom to move around, the freedom to live. Yeah, the freedom to work in whatever, you know, thing I want. And, you know, men and women, it's the same. You know, not just men have freedom, women have freedom. You know, freedom to both men and women have freedom, equal opportunity here. They can apply for whichever jobs they want. They can do whatever they want. So I really appreciate that equality, you know, the values. I would say that's the fifth thing, you know, is the values in Canada. Canada is a kind country. Canada is a country that has good values. You know how I know that? Because people are trying to break into Canada instead of trying to break out of Canada. And I'm very thankful to be in a country, I'm very proud to be a citizen of a country where people are trying to break into instead of trying to break out of. You know, so many people around the world need to escape from their own country. And that's just a tragedy, to have to leave your own country because it's unlivable. And to come to Canada, a land of opportunity. You know, people come to Canada because they know they're going to be treated well. They know they're going to be treated with fairness and respect. They know there's no discrimination from the government. The government treats people equally. I mean, there is probably discrimination in Canada, right? Discrimination. It's just like in every country. There's good people and there's bad people. But generally, you know, if people believed that Canada was a country of discrimination, they wouldn't try so hard to come here. So I think that's proof. The proof is in the pudding. Okay, which way are people moving? That's when you know something is good and when something is bad. If people are going from this country to this country, that means there's a problem here. And that means that this country got something right. They did something. They created a system that is good. And I think that's what people see in Canada. They see it's a system that is just good, that they can thrive in. You know, if a system is bad, you don't see any future. I've met people like that. They say, there's no future for me in my country. So I'm going to try whatever it takes, even if I have to go illegally to Canada. I'm going to try to go illegally. You know, I've met people like that who say, I'm going to try to get into Canada illegally. Well, you know, that's probably not the best idea. Try to come legally. Because, you know, if everybody wants something, then sometimes that thing can get destroyed, right? It's like if there's one pie and everybody grabs the pie, well, then the pie is gone. So I hope Canada is smart. I hope Canada protects its values. You know, one of the lines in the Canadian anthem is may God keep our land glorious and free. That's one. And we stand on guard for thee. Right? So we are standing on guard, trying to be smart and how to keep Canada glorious and free. We don't want to lose these values. Values of like equality of men and women. That's a Canadian value. People come here because they know they're going to be treated well. So I hope Canada can keep these values for a long time in the future. I'm going to fight to keep these values, you know, the way they are. Just freedom. I've just enjoyed this trip so much, you know, driving across Canada. And it's just given me an appreciation for my country. So I really hope you can come to Canada. A lot of my subscribers want to come to Canada or are already in Canada. So if you're new to Canada, welcome here. If you're coming to Canada, welcome here. You know, it's a welcoming country. You're welcome here. You really are welcome. You know, sometimes when you go to a new country, you feel like you're not sure if you should be there or not. Well, you know, I just want to say if you contribute to Canada, if you try hard, you will succeed here. Canada's a country that will reward your efforts. So just try hard. I hope you can make some friends when you come here. I hope you meet some really good people who can help you integrate into the Canadian way of life. So yeah, well, I don't really know how to end this series. It's a bit sad to sign off from a series that's taken me 2 months, you know. It's just, I've done so much driving and I'm tired. I just need to go back home and sleep for a month. Maybe not a month, but yeah, so I'm just going to try to enjoy my drive back. And I just want to say again, a big thank you guys. Thank you for all your support. Thank you for joining me on such a great adventure. This was just so much fun, so awesome. So I hope you'll join me on my next adventure. I don't know where that's going to be. Let me know. Where would you like my next adventure to be? Let me know down there in the comments. I'll have to think about it. My next adventure. But until then, I'll say thank you once again, and I'll sign off and have a great day. Hope it's nice and sunny where you are, just like it is here. Well, all right, take care.